Good morning and happy Aloha Friday. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. This is The Conversation. Good morning, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Looking at quite an important annual survey, huh?
Exactly. And this year, it may yield even better results. Now, every year about this time, you know, volunteers go out in search of homeless people around our state. The annual point-in-time count is a requirement of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for Hawaii's continuum of care. Now, tied to that count is the funding process providing permanent and transitional housing, supportive services, and planning for future outreach. This year, volunteer trainers were more standardized than in past, and organizers hope that the increase of that kind of training will result in greater quality and accuracy of information. Maud Cumming is the executive director of the Family Life Center, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good to talk to you again. So how has it been going this week on the neighbor islands? There are distinct challenges that the neighbor islands have that certainly Oahu doesn't, although there are some similarities.
Yes, you know, because our area is rural, we do have to go out in search. And so this year we kind of changed our strategy. One of the things we did was we just had our areas mapped out by regions. We had six regions. So prior to the count, we took the time to really detail out every street, every beach, every place that we knew that there were potentially homeless, or where actually some of our clients were. So we detailed that out and to hopefully ensure that we covered every area. And then also we, in the past, we've had duplications. Some people who were in shelters were counted again because they were hanging out. So we've taken the time to, there are two shelters on Maui Family Life Center, one's one, and then Kaleake Ola. So we, on Monday morning, printed out our list, make sure we cross-check them, so that as surveys are coming in, we ensure that those people aren't double-counted. We also have been going out early in the morning, like 6 o'clock in the morning, as well as in the evenings up until 9 at night. And just sometimes we may visit the same area, but at a different time to be sure that we get the most coverage, because quite often we don't find people in the middle of the day. We do find them early in the morning and late at night.
Maud, as you're talking about how the strategy for this year changed, we're also told that the way in which volunteers were trained to, you know, approach someone and talk to them was much more standardized than it was in past across the island, so that the information hopefully would be more consistent and more accurate. How has that been reflected in what your volunteers have been telling you?
Well, on Maui, we don't have a whole lot of volunteers. We're relying primarily on either outreach staff or shelter staff who are already familiar with the process. So we did have probably maybe 5 or 6 volunteers, and they were required to come to the training and given the same training that everyone else had. And so we're hoping that that process will yield better results.
With all the challenges, though, that you have, and you detailed some of those just a moment ago, did you need more volunteers than the ones that you got to be able to help the outreach workers so they wouldn't have to take this on as well? Or as much of it?
No, actually, I think it's a little different in the rural areas because people are not lined up on the sidewalk, you know. So it requires some knowledge of where to go and how to exactly to know just where people might be. So having volunteers go out on their own, even though they know the process, is a little difficult. So like the Child Project, they're volunteers, and they're already familiar with particular areas, so they've gone out. So I think it's a little different for us.
When you did go out at different times and obviously changing your strategy to see whether or not you could get better information, see who was in different places at different times, did you actually find that that was beneficial, that you yielded more information and that you were able to count more people?
Yes.
And how did they feel? Were they the same people who had been approached at different times in other years, or was this a newer group of people?
It depends where we were. What we found, for example, in the Kihei area, in the first, and I'm sorry, I've been off island for the last 2 days, so I'm trying to catch up. But in the first 2 days, we found that we did not encounter very many families at all. In fact, probably 90% of the people we encountered in Kihei were single, white, Caucasian males between the ages of, say, 25 and 50.
Different from past years?
And that is what we know, what we have experienced throughout the year, is that different areas will have different populations.
So that wasn't different from, for example, maybe last year or the year before that? I mean, that level of single white male.
It was different. It seems to have increased the proportion of families that it seems to have increased to more singles.
Which some would say is good news for families that they're receiving care.
Yes.
But when you go now to see how these new people who you are approaching are responding, were they very responsive to this? Were they willing to engage?
They were willing to engage. A lot of them were recent to the area, new to the area, and the story of I came here with others, and we were going to find a job, find an apartment, and then found out that the cost of living is high. So maybe one of us will find a place, and we will, because we can't all afford to find a place separately. So it's kind of that story.
The idea that they're recent to the area is one that's been fueling a lot of, some would say, myths, some would say, truth. But for you, talking about these recent folks who are trying to do something, even though they're here now and homeless, did anybody just ask them why they didn't go home? I mean, there are programs that would have allowed them to go home, are there not?
Yes. And primarily it's because they feel like they still want to try, they still want to make a go of it, they believe they can, and so they're going to stick it out for a little while.
And these are able-bodied people who, if they had a job and had the wherewithal, they would be able to maintain a quality of life. You're not talking about people who might be put into the chronically homeless category?
No.
So that seems to be very different.
That population seems to have grown.
In other places in the neighbor islands, were there also other changes that you've been able to observe in the short term from what you've heard from outreach workers?
No, I haven't. I haven't determined any kind of trends or any kind of significant changes. And of course, we'll do a review again today. And we still, what we try to do on Maui is have Family Life Center serves as kind of a the where everyone turns in their surveys, and then we kind of do a make sure deduplicate things before it gets entered into HMIS. So I'm still waiting for all of that to come in.
Well, we're going to look forward to having all of those numbers and see really some of those trends and overall changes, and including the one that you just talked about a moment ago. Thanks so much for giving us your time this morning, and good luck with the rest of the survey.
Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Maud Cumming is the executive director of the Family Life Center on Maui.